This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-T-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation order on patient Evelyn Mendoza. First name is Evelyn, E-V-E-L-Y-N, last name is Mendoza, M-E-N-D-O-Z-A, date of birth 2-12-19-2020. This letter is being written to Dr. Juan Carrillo. First name is Juan, J-U-A-N. Last name is Carrillo, C-A-R-R-I-L-L-O. Address 2880 Story Road, second floor, San Jose, California, 95127. Phone number 408-929-5439. Fax number 408-929-5010. Dear Juan, J-U-A-N, thank you for asking me to see this 23-month-old little girl in allergy consultation period. Her history probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Evelyn has been having some food reactions for last 9 months, period. There is a history of minor hives and eczema, which is in decent control, period. There is no history of any significant angioedema or severe anaphylaxis, or period. There is also no history of any asthma or significant rhinitis-like symptoms, period. Family is concerned about food allergies, period. She had a reaction in April of 2021 after eating a cake with pistachio, and within an hour or two she had some hives and low-grade angioedema, period. There was no wheezing, coughing, vomiting, diarrhea, or any throat tightness or anything else to suggest any significant anaphylactic symptoms, period. She was given Benadryl and improved, period. She had another reaction in October after eating some peanuts, which she spitted very quickly. There was some throat tightness and coughing, period. She was given Benadryl and improved, period. She may have had some other reaction to pineapple and perhaps other foods, but history is not very clear as to what other foods might have caused any reactions, period. Examination was completely normal, period. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. She was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I gave them a lot of literature to read and talked about anaphylaxis and food reactions and family was very intelligently acquiring more and more information, and I told them to give me a call anytime with any allergy-related questions, period. I did some RAS testing, and results are as follows, period. RAS reaction to cashew and pistachio was moderate, period. RAS reaction to walnuts and hazelnut was low, period. RAS reaction to pecan, egg white, and sesame seed was very low, period. There was no reaction to almonds, Brazil nut, macadamia, pignolia, sunflower seeds, period. Interestingly, she demonstrated no reaction to peanuts, period. However, peanut allergy has been peanut allergy can occur without a positive RAS test period. A very low level of antibody, which is not detected, can certainly cause a reaction. And this is something I discussed with family and told them that we will have to follow over time period. Her total IgE is 13.4, which is in normal limits period. New paragraph. Skin testing also revealed small reactions to walnut. Almond and sesame seed period. No testing to pistachio was carried out period. My impression, history of positive reaction to pistachio and possibly peanuts period. Number two, certainly reaction to other nuts cannot be ruled out because there is significant cross-reactivity period. My recommend number three, history of mild eczema period. My recommendation number one, avoid all nuts. Number two, Benadryl can be given for any minor reaction. Number three, taking abundant precaution, I have prescribed EpiPen and explained to them its use, and told family to go on a YouTube video and learn its use period. I'll be certainly available to help them in case there are any issues period. We should also be repeating some labs in the next 1 to 2 years to see how we are doing with these allergies, period. New paragraph. Really, the only way to see if the allergies are significant, we would need to do some oral challenges, and that would be not easy to do at her age, period. Family is quite understanding of the concept of food allergies, and I am going to be available to discuss any issues, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regard, end of dictation on patient Evelyn Mendoza.